talking travel. In fact, we're going to Turkey. It's good morning to our blogger at large, Megan Singleton. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
In room number 36 in a hotel in Istanbul.
I know. I'm actually in the Tom Tom Suites, which is an old Franciscan monastery. So this used to be where the nuns hung out, and now here I am.
Well, you're
fabulous.
Not...
They've got a rooftop terrace overlooking the city and the Bosphorus, which is the big river that goes in between it.
It's not making for a very romantic holiday, staying in a nun's room, is it?
No. And the funny thing is, I am staying with my cousin. My husband couldn't make it on this trip, so we are two nuns in a room together. But no, we're out there enjoying Istanbul life, just like the naughty girls.
It's your very first time in Turkey, so what are your first impressions?
First impressions was how neat and tidy it was and how really cosmopolitan it was. From landing at the airport, meeting sort of our driver, I'd organised a hotel driver to pick us up. We came in on Singapore Airlines and they fly direct from Singapore to Istanbul, so there's no hopping through Europe to get here, which was nice and easy. And I thought it was really nice. The traffic was a bit chaotic, and I honestly thought that the man, when he was driving over dirt roads and around dump trucks, this was really taking us goodness knows where. But we've arrived, and now I've got a quick top five icons that I'm blogging about that are just absolutely must-sees. If you've only got 2 days in Istanbul, it's like get your skates on and see some of these amazing buildings that are 600 years old, you know, that you can just walk through, shop at. Amazing. And it does make me laugh a little bit about our sheds down at the viaduct in Auckland there that we've got as a historic building.
Well, let's get through them before, of course, the mullah decides to do more chants to prayer, which happens, you know, five times a day. So what's your number one point?
Number one is the Grand Bazaar. So this building is 600 years old. It is 60 covered streets of 5,000 shops. So in here, it's nothing tacky. I really thought it would be just completely overwhelming and tacky, but it's beautiful rugs. You can go from ancient rugs to modern rugs. I bought a glass light shade. I don't even know how I'm going to get it home yet. I bought a ceramic salad bowl. My cousin bought a leather jacket. We bought silver jewellery. That's just incredible. So that's number one, absolutely on the list of must-dos.
All right, number two.
The Spice Market, 400-year-old market this, and it's beside what they call the New Mosque. Now, the New Mosque was built in the 16th century, and the Spice Market is this beautiful big L-shaped arcade of a building, and it's just bursting with tea. I bought jasmine flowers that I'm just going to pop open in a cup of water, and they become tea, and I bought loads of spices, and the vendors there will vacuum pack everything, so I'm told I can bring it home. I'm going to give it a good try anyway.
There's two sides to Istanbul, or Constantinople, as it used to be called, isn't it? There's the old and the European side, and then you go across that strait, is it the Bosphorus Straits? Yes, and then there's the more Arabic side. So the new mosque is on which side?
It's on the old side, but they call it the new mosque. So everything I'm talking about is actually still on the old side, across the Golden Horn, which is the little slip of water that runs off the Bosphorus.
Right.
It's where the palace is. It's where the Blue Mosque is as well, which is another place that tourists have to go. And we can all walk in there. We just, as long as you put your shoes in a little baggie that they provide. A lot of women didn't cover their heads. We did because they provide little scarves for the women. But apparently Western women don't need to. I think it's appropriate to do that. But you can go in, you can listen to the sermon, and you can just photograph the absolute magnificence of inside that building. But that would be probably not my... We've jumped one now because I reckon what you must do before the Blue Mosque is Hagia Sophia or Hagia Sophia, which is down there beside the Blue Mosque, and it was built in the 4th century, originally as an Eastern Orthodox church, and then in the 16th century it was converted to a mosque, and now it's a museum. And I saw mosaics in there that were built in the 11th century, painted in the 11th century, of Jesus and Mary and John the Baptist, and then beside that you've got the Muslim symbols as well. It's just incredible and fascinating. I've got beautiful photos that I'm putting up on Blogger at Large for that.
Okay, and one more.
And one more would be probably our friend Idris. He turns out to be a student who lives in Istanbul, and he wants to just start showing some Kiwis around the place. And this guy actually ended up saving my cousin's baby's life when they were at Istanbul. So I'm going to write the story of Idris, and he's just a local guy who you could just get to show you around. He'll show you how to use the trams. That's what he did with us. And he took us to lunch in a restaurant over these caves that are 400 years old that he got the owner to open the doors up, and we went, I mean, Osh would never let us do this.
Yes.
Down in amongst the caves of this castle. Just incredible.
Sounds great. Now, you're about to hop on a cruise ship and heading off to Corinth. Where are we going to talk to you next week?
I think we're going to be in Sicily next week.
Loving
if
it.
I've got my days right.
Yeah.
Either Sicily, we've got 2 days in Sicily, and then the third day around there, those areas, we're up in Italy. So I can't wait. This is a small luxury boutique ship, so okay. Really looking forward to that.
Right, okay. So Megan Singleton, currently in Istanbul, flew there Singapore Airlines, direct from Singapore, and details about Idris on her website, bloggeratlarge.com. See you in Sicily, Megan.
Thanks, Andrew.